North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. It had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. Then about 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. They have that guy, Schrankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know I'm done. But you'd think at that point the world will go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Kusana, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Fox News, I'm Joy Piazza. President Trump making it official.
Today I am vetoing this resolution. Congress has the freedom to pass this resolution, and I have the duty to veto it.
That resolution would block the national emergency declaration the president used to fund the border wall. The House has a veto override vote scheduled later this month, but it's unclear whether there's enough congressional support in both chambers to override the veto. Authorities in New Zealand looking into how the main suspect in the mosque shootings was able to carry out the attack. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says he legally acquired 5 guns that were used in the shootings.
The individual charged with murder had not come to the attention of the intelligence community, nor the police, for extremism.
Police say that suspect live-streamed the attacks on social media. This is Fox News.
Here's a St. Patrick's Day memory from our last president who was Irish.
Let's get started.
My name is Barack Obama. Of the Moneygall Obamas. Both of our nations have faced great trials in recent years. I feel even more at home after that pint that I had.
I just want you to know that the president pays his bartender.
Yes, it's funny. He was our first African-American president until he went to Ireland, and then he became part Irish. And actually, we don't know what he is because those records are very closely guarded. We still don't know how he paid his way through school. Little things, you know. The stuff they demand from Trump, they want, 30 years of tax returns and all this outrageous stuff. They didn't seem to be, they just, whoa, take my word for it, or I'll have you killed. Just a thought, not trying to be unpleasant here as we head our way into St. Patrick's Day weekend. We got an hour left. On All Request Friday at 272-9228, Rosie and Joey.
Yes.
Yes.
Hanging out with us this afternoon and helping push me to the finish line. That's why I'm really looking forward to that IV session tomorrow morning at Infusion. Rich and I are going to be over there exercising a very good health option. At the end of the week, I also go through things that I set aside to talk about on the radio, and then for some reason never got around to. Guy got arrested this week. His car got stuck in a snowbank. When he couldn't get it out, he started shooting at the snowbank, and that's against the law. They found a Glock in his car. I really don't know how I expected to.
Wow.
And let's see, crazy Taco Bell customer jumps into a woman's car and then drives into a light pole. Morning Maroon nominees. I still think the best story of the month was the very first week when a lady called 911 and complained about a creepy guy staring into her house, and it was just a poster of the guy, the MyPillow guy.
Yeah, Mike Lindell.
Yeah, Mike Lindell. That's no knock on him. I really don't know about MyPillow. I've never had anybody say, oh, you got to try this and get this. Mr. Salmon has some great pillow options. That's where we get all our pillows from. And this is a lesson in winning. And we talked about this before. You know, radio stations do contests hoping for a payoff moment, one that they can turn into a promo. How exciting it is to win. And we were giving away Steve Miller tickets today. And Rusty Aldridge was kind enough to find that moment off the podcast and send it to us. So here it is. Hi, the game is called Five Easy Pieces. Mm-hmm. I am going to play a Steve Miller song.
I picked it.
Emily picked it. I'm going to give you five quick pieces from that song. Hopefully enough that you can identify it. Call us at 272-9228 and be the first person to do so. Win Steve Miller tickets. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Piece number one. Piece number two. Piece number three. Piece number four. Piece number five.
Piece number one and four helped.
Well, let's see if we can get a winner from that.
272-9228.
And if we need to play another five pieces, we will. 272-9228.
The phone's already ringing.
Hi, Jill.
Hey, Greg. Good morning.
Oh, you do sound excited.
What's up?
Oh, I'm so excited. I want to go, but I know they're like, well, I don't know if I should say the price, but the price is high for me. So okay. I'm trying to win.
Okay, what do you got? What do you think it is?
Steve Miller's song it is.
Abracadabra.
You got it!
You won!
You won!
Screaming
goat. You're not going to meet Steve Miller. It's just you're going to the concert.
I don't care. Oh, my God.
This is the best winner we have ever had.
You realize that you're the kind of call that radio folks love to have.
Yeah, because there's stations that say, you just won $1 million. And they go, well, how do I get that?
I did that. Not a million, but I gave away $10,000 prize. I gave away Corvettes.
You wait for the reaction.
How do I get my that? Prize?
Yeah.
What time?
Oh, my God.
Which station is this again?
So, well, I am so
we love you.
We're so happy for you.
We're happy for you.
Really, Jill.
Thank you. And I know it's like March 21st, right?
Yes.
Or something.
And if you just...
I have no idea. I'm so excited about the concert.
We're going to make you pick up your tickets live on the air.
You know what? Yeah. We're going to let you do a meet and greet with Jay.
With Jay. Well, there goes that excitement. You just popped her balloon.
And Jill, if you would be so kind, after the concert, if you would call us
and tell you...
Yeah, tell us how it was.
Review, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I will tell you know what I'll do?
What?
I'll figure something out where I can like video and say, here we are, we're having a great time.
Oh, I mean, cool.
I don't
cool,
do video, cool, cool. But oh my gosh.
Jill, are you a first time caller?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But I never call in. I listen all the time, but I never call in.
Well, then you are a first time caller.
Well,
you know I am. I am a, yeah, I guess. This is so with three men and a lady. I guess I am the first time caller, yeah.
Abracadabra.
Oh, yay, Jill, yay.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys.
That is the greatest.
It's priceless.
You know what's so great? Because other people are trying to win those same tickets. And if they don't win and they hear somebody that's that excited, you can't feel too bad about not winning the contest. She was just completely awesome.
Yeah.
So thank you for that moment, Jill. It is 11 minutes after 5. We'll check traffic and weather in just a second. If you only needed one company to take on all of your technology challenges, one company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more, let me introduce you to the new CSpire Business. That's the letter C, Spire Business. The industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider with over 500 service professionals to support you 8,700 miles of fiber and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. That's big boy territory there in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result for you is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest technology. You can learn more at cspire.com. That's CSPIRE.com/business. CSpire is customer inspired. 512, we need a few customers to make some requests. I think we've caught up on everything
pretty
except
much.
Dr. Sigmund is Ebo.
Yeah, yeah.
Want to do the yellow teeth?
Yeah, that one's good.
Yeah. Butter. You got the butter teeth.
Exactly, yeah, the biscuits. Bake my biscuits for me. There we go.
Well, that one, too, is great.
It's the same one.
No, there's one where he calls in for the biscuits. Then there's another one where he's talking about the woman who smokes in church. And so,
the
butter teeth.
You are correct, sir. I stand corrected. I'm so sorry. I'm so humiliated. But
yeah, I'm sure you are.
I'm just struggling to the finish line here, Joey.
Besides
Wait, you
yourself.
Don't want to yell at people about the gas tax for 45 more minutes?
No.
No, I don't either.
No, I think cow farts are a far greater danger.
Oh, them. Really?
You know, and they're still going with this in 12 years, the world's going to end.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's live it up.
Sure.
Screw it. I mean,
that's the spirit.
Let's be happy.
Yeah. Don't worry. Be happy. 513. Traffic first, news, weather, then we're back.
As we move on into our 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic looking around the river region, and we see the police cleaning up the accident at I-65 northbound right at the interchange. That should be out of the way in just a few minutes. If you're going southbound on I-85, the interchange is still going to bug you a little bit because it's Friday afternoon and it's going to crowd up right there for a little bit. We don't see any problems on I-65 once you clear the interchange. Everything looks great headed up towards Prattville. The boulevard is busy this afternoon, but not unusually busy. There's a big crowd between Baptist Hospital and Troy Highway and around I-85 and, of course, the Atlanta Highway. Well, it's Friday afternoon. What do you expect? It's real busy out there. Let's be careful this afternoon. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A Dallas County man has been convicted in the 2013 shooting death of a man during a robbery. 31-year-old Justin Simpson was convicted of shooting and killing 77-year-old William Berry of Selma. Prosecutors say Simpson will be sentenced later to life in prison without parole. A possible tornado touched down in Elmore County last night near Lake Jordan. There are no reports of deaths but scattered damage to property. The National Weather Service sent a survey team today to look at the damage. Two anti-abortion protesters in Alabama are suing the city of Huntsville over an ordinance that limits permitted events from being heard inside nearby buildings. James and Carol Henderson say the ordinance violates their rights to free speech during protests outside the Alabama Women's Center for Reproductive Alternatives. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What a climate change we're going through here in the last 24 hours. Tonight will be mostly cloudy, but considerably colder. Overnight low temperature down to about 43. Tomorrow, cool sunshine, rather breezy, well below normal for this time of the year. How about 59 to 60 for a high temperature? Yeah, partly cloudy then tomorrow night. And cold, overnight low temperature down to about 38 by first thing Sunday morning. Sunday's high temperature up to about 63. That's still below normal. Then Monday, a little recovery, will be in the upper 60s by then. The pollen count still in the high range through tonight, and then in the medium to high range tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's your biggest investment?
more than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Steve Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
Go on, take the money and run.
Tune in to the Three Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, March 21st from News Talk 93.1.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Dr. Sidman Azibo. I called the bakery this morning because I tried to find out from you because my wife, we don't have the electricity at our home because she, you know, pay the bill. But I tried to find out from you how much do you charge if I bring my biscuits by and you bake my biscuits for me.
I don't think I can do that, sir.
Why not, ma'am? I just need to bring by the biscuits and my bacon, and we have some barbecued rotisserie goat, and we just need that cook right quick. And I have my money, ma'am. I don't ask for free. I don't ask for handout.
Well, sir, it's not the matter that you have the money or not. See, I can't bake something for you, and you take it out of here. Something should happen.
But it's my biscuits. Those are my biscuits. I bring in myself, ma'am, because we don't have electricity, and
sir,
we eat the biscuits.
If you come up here, we got biscuits and stuff that you can buy that's already baked.
I know, but I like the Hungry Jacks because they have the Pillsbury man, and you hit them in the belly, and he makes the noise, and then the biscuits have layers. Because
what is your name, sir?
My name is Dr. Sidman Azibo. I am from Nigeria.
Oh, okay.
I come to the America 4 years ago. Please don't be a biscuit hater, ma'am. Don't.
I'm not a biscuit hater.
Yes, you're, ma'am. You are biscuit blocking. You are biscuit blocking on me. And I'm trying to find out because I will give you some of the rotisserie goat if that is what you like. Because I am very smart because I am doctor. I went to college and you did not go to the college. And that is why I am smart.
So I can transfer you to a store manager?
I do not want to transfer.
Okay, well, sir, I can't bake the biscuits for you.
Can do you have butter? Can you just give me some butter in a go cup so I can have some butter for my biscuits?
I will buy the butter for you if you want the butter, sir.
If I buy the butter, can you put it in the oven and melt it for me so I can have something to dip my raw biscuits in? And me,
sir,
and my children.
The only thing I can do. We sell biscuits here. You can buy our biscuits.
If I buy the biscuits now, will you bake them for me now?
It has to be a product that I bake in the bakery, sir.
Well, if I bring the biscuits to the bakery, then they will be inside the bakery. I just do not want to eat raw biscuits, ma'am, because
you don't have to eat a raw biscuit, sir. You can buy biscuits that's already baked.
Because you dip them in that butter, and it makes your stomach very, very, and you have that loose booty. You get that loose booty.
This got to be a joke.
And you sit on the toilet, and and then your booty starts clapping. You make your booty clap, make it slap. Talk to me now. Because you'll be walking around the house, and you have the gas, and you and the gas, and it smells so bad because of the
Okay, sir. I'm going to transfer you, okay?
No, ma'am. I don't want to be. Goodbye, ma'am.
Goodbye.
He can be a difficult guy. Dr. Sidman Azibo, whoever you were that just called, call back. I was just going to take you as soon as we finish through the beat. Beatomania, stop with this. God, they're just treating this guy like Jesus Christ or something. I can't take it. He's got nothing. Nothing. He wants open borders and higher taxes, and he's a clown ass. In fact, I have a whole thing from Mark Dice today on Beto O'Rourke, or Beatoff as I like to call him. Planet Earth's last hope.
After losing his Senate race to Ted Cruz in Texas, Beto O'Rourke has been having a hard time trying to figure out what he wants to do with his life.
I'm not looking at 2020, and in fact, I'm completely ruling that out.
I will not be a candidate for president in 2020.
Thanks.
That's, I think, as definitive as those sentences get.
Not going to do that.
No matter what, win or lose, you're not going to run in 2020.
Win or lose, I'm not running in 2020. Since people have asked, the answer is no.
You didn't sidestep that.
No.
That was just a few months ago, but now he's found his new career path.
Amy and I are happy to share with you that I'm running to serve you as the next president of the United States of America. We are truly now, more than ever, the last great hope of Earth.
I do think that Make America Great Again is one of the best political slogans of all time. But I'm just not feeling the last great hope of planet Earth, Beta. Coinciding with his big announcement was a feature on the cover of Vanity Fair, where he's pictured standing on what looks to be his career path, a road to nowhere. If you look in the corner, you can see that he was accompanied by his dog, who looks terribly sad, like he's completely ashamed that his owner is such a loser. Let's not forget that Beta's biggest accomplishment is literally losing a Senate race to Ted Cruz. While Donald Trump's platform in 2016 was to make America great again by renegotiating the terrible trade deals previous presidents have gotten us into and undoing a bunch of unnecessary business regulations and building the wall, Beta wants to tear down the existing wall.
You know, would you take the wall down now, here?
Yes.
Like you have a wall.
Absolutely.
Like, knock it down.
I'd take the wall down.
And do you think the city, if there's a referendum here in this city, that would pass?
I do. Here's what we know.
We know that you are a moron. Now please continue speaking and demonstrating that to us.
We know that walls do not save lives. Walls end lives.
Excuse me, sir, but you're saying that while being protected by a giant fence. Poor Beto hasn't even won over the support of the liberals that think progress.
You know, it's funny. The key word that for Bernie Sanders 3 years ago was authenticity, right? Mm-hmm. Now here's a candidate who basically is running as a Latino. He's not running as a Latino, but right. People think he is, and right. He's not. And so
I just don't know what opposite. He exactly brings to this race. He's not even the only Texan in the race. You saw Julian Castro, an actual Latino, also from Texas.
Looks like poor Beto didn't realize that one of the things liberals despise most, aside from straight, white, heterosexual Christian men, is cultural appropriation. Beto is, of course, an Irishman posing as a Latino, but he should have learned from Elizabeth Warren's mistake that sort of nonsense just doesn't work these days.
En esta elección para el Congreso, tenemos una oportunidad para mejorar nuestra comunidad y cambiar la historia del Paso.
Maybe Beto should move to Mexico since he likes speaking a foreign language so much, because in my country, MAGA country, we speak English. And speaking of MAGA country, what do you guys think of my new shirt? Somebody had to make one. So order yours from my online store at markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Like all of my shirts, you can get it in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.
I recommend a visit to Mark on YouTube. He is one of the people, by the way, and he really puts a lot of effort into those commentaries he puts out.
He's funny.
Very. And he gets a lot of plays on YouTube, but they don't give him any money. They have, in their never-ending effort, and this is scary stuff, man, and this is why I'll give Elizabeth Warren credit. You got to break up these monopolies in the tech business, because they are literally becoming fascistic in what they allow and don't. Instead of having a raging dictator like a Hitler or a Hugo Chavez saying this is what is allowed and what isn't, we have invisible people, Zuckerberg and others, they're all on the same page. And they want to put conservative thought out of business. I don't understand why. Because the free market principles that are part of conservatism is what made them billionaires. These people are a-holes. I don't know what their problem is. Can't have a wall. Even though Mark Zuckerberg's New Jersey house has lots of walls. Or Barack Obama at his place in Washington has seven. So if walls don't serve any purpose, why are you guys hiding behind them?
And we have all kinds of gated communities for security.
Yeah, people pay to... Why? Because they want to know who's coming and going.
Yes.
Jeez. Red Top.
Hey guys. Yes, Beto, what an idiot. Idiocrats is what I call him now.
He's a... You were saying.
And not many people have talked about the kids walk out of schools today all over the country, and they actually sounded exactly like Beto O'Rourke. And I just heard some interviews with these 12-year-olds that national media is giving attention to talk about the climate and all that. And part of their goals
are child abuse.
It is child abuse, but here's the scary part: is they're want to put together programs to it's from K through 8. Educate them on climate change. This is one specific thing this little girl said, and they sounded like they had some backing. What surprises me is, A, these kids were allowed not to go to school, and their parents let them not go to school. I would be suspended. How about you guys?
Absolutely.
So this is a weird situation. We have 12-year-olds walking out of school trying to solve national issues. Somebody should have said, no, your bus going to school.
Well, even more outrageous, who is it? Several of the Western states want to lower the voting age to 16.
Yeah. So, out of control, guys. I'd love to hear that clip of the urban substitute of the teacher that comes in the classroom.
I got it. We'll play it out of the break. Coming up, thanks for the call. Scott Simmons.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. What's up?
I was just calling in to tell you that Jill is so excited about those tickets that she won this morning.
That's your wife?
Jill? Yes.
Oh, wow.
Well,
that's even better.
Yes.
I didn't think you caught that.
I didn't ask for her last name. I just knew Jill.
Yeah. She was so excited about it. She told me she wanted to go to it earlier, and you know, she's just frugal. She didn't want to ask for it and didn't want to spend the money. And so she was fired up, buddy, all day long. She wouldn't stop talking about it.
That's great. That's so cool. And honest to God, Scott, I was not kidding when I said she's probably the best winner we've had in my almost 14 years here. We've had some good ones, don't get me wrong. I'm not putting anybody down. And everybody has their own way of reacting to exciting news like you just won. But that was just wonderful. Just wonderful.
Well, Greg, that's the girl I'm married to every day.
Wow.
I've met her, and you are a lucky man. You are a lucky man.
Oh, man, I know. And you are, too. I've met yours.
Yes. And you know what? Last time we saw each other, which was over a year ago, I think, we bumped into each other. We said we were going to get together for dinner, so let's try and do that one of these days, huh?
Let's really make that happen. We talk about it a lot, but we don't want to, you know, our schedules are flying in different directions, but it's time for us to all get together. And, buddy, you made her day giving her a chance to win that contest.
Well, she earned it. I mean, that's not easy. That five easy pieces thing is tough, but she had it, and she earned it. So we'll all talk soon, cool. Scott. Anything we can play for you this afternoon?
Oh, how about some Dr. Sigmund Zigo, or whatever his
name is. There's always room for more Dr. Just like Jell-O.
Your favorite one. All right, buddy. Thanks. Take care.
Awesome. Cool. All right, so we are going to be... I don't think I'm sticking my neck out here too far when I say some of you are going to find yourselves going back to the furnace over the next days ahead, especially, I think, Sunday and Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have Rich's update here in a second. But we're in that time of year where you're really you know, alternating between air conditioning and heat, it's a very stressful time for your AC. If you don't have a partnership with a company to look after that, you're really kind of taking a risk, because your central heating and air conditioning system should last 20 to 30 years. But it won't unless it gets regular maintenance. And this is where Clark's can be of great help. For a $159 annual investment, you get two tune-ups to the system. If they spot something or suggest a repair, and they'll only do that if it's something that absolutely needs to be done, you get it done at a discount on parts and labor. If something goes wrong, anything that's man-made can have a calamity at just about any time. You call them and you are given urgent care, priority service. 24/7, Clark's is there for you. When it comes to plumbing, you know, some you don't have to think of a plumbing issue as maybe being an emergency, but it does happen. I mean, I remember turning on the bathtub and the thing started spinning like a propeller. There was nothing I could do to get it to stop. So I called Clark's. 20 minutes later, they had the water shut off the curb. And they know what they're doing, so I just let them do their thing. And they said, we're done. So I said, what's the damage? What's this going to cost in terms of a new fixture? Certainly, I'm going to need a new fixture if the other one was spinning like a propeller. And I said, no, we just rebuilt it. Right there, they saved me about $200 to $300, you know, on a replacement thing. They just put it back together, and now you can move it with the tip of a finger. They're just the best. The bathtub story is a whole afternoon show sometime. But they're plumbing forensics, and I'm not kidding when I use that term. We're top-notch. Rick and Bobby Clark, you guys are awesome, and so are the people that work for you. So why not partner up with them and get the best in the business behind the comfort of you and your family and the infrastructure of your plumbing? That's Clark's, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
We are looking around the river region during this 5 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is happy to report we don't have any accidents anywhere. I'm probably going to jinx things, but everything is running fine on the interstates. We don't have any problems on 65 or 85 any longer. If you're on the boulevard, it's really crowded. I understand that, but you're only stop and go at the traffic lights. Everything is rolling smoothly. Just be patient, and you're going to get home on time today. The Atlanta Highway is really crowded all the way from downtown over to Taylor Road, so be careful if you're in that area. Let's watch out for each other and get home safely. It's the Invitation to Lexus Sales Event, with lease payments as low as $429 and the best deals of the year. You know you want it. Reinhardt Lexus makes it easy. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A possible tornado touched down in Elmore County last night near Lake Jordan. There are no reports of deaths, but scattered damage to property. The National Weather Service sent a survey team today to look at the damage. A Dallas County man has been convicted in the 2013 shooting death of a man during a robbery. 31-year-old Justin Simpson was convicted of shooting and killing 77-year-old William Berry of Selma. Prosecutors say Simpson will be sentenced later to life in prison without parole. Two anti-abortion protesters in Alabama are suing the city of Huntsville over an ordinance that limits permitted events from being heard inside nearby buildings. James and Carol Henderson say the ordinance violates their rights to free speech during protests outside the Alabama Women's Center for Reproductive Alternatives. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What a climate change we're going through here in the last 24 hours. Tonight will be mostly cloudy, but considerably colder. Overnight low temperature down to about 43. Tomorrow, cool sunshine, rather breezy, well below normal for this time of the year. How about 59 to 60 for a high temperature? Yeah, partly cloudy then tomorrow night. and cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 38 by first thing Sunday morning. Sunday's high temperature up to about 63. That's still below normal. Then Monday, a little recovery. We'll be in the upper 60s by then. The pollen count still in the high range through tonight, and then in the medium to high range tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Held over for one more week, it's Cat House Marine's second annual summer sales event. Come browse a great selection of new and used bass and crappie boats, new veranda pontoons, express center consoles, and more. Shipments of Yamaha outboards with a factory warranty up to 6 years long. Now is the time. No promise made by Cat House Marine to catch more fish. Outdoor addiction may occur. Family problems may result from spending too much time away from home and lack of completion of work chores. Excessive fishing time may cause spouse problems. If problems persist or exist at home already, maybe it's time to replace your existing boat with a new one. Shop Cat House Marine today, 3640 Copps Ford Road in Millbrook, 1 mile west of I-65, or call 517-6500.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here? Yeah.
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? There's no Balake here today. Yes, sir.
My name's Blake.
Are you out of your mind?
Blake.
What? Do you want to go to war, Balake?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice? If one of y'all says some silly name, this whole class is going to feel my wrath. Now, D-Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Son of a... You say your name right, right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, A-A-Ron, where are you? Where is A-A-Ron right now? No A-A-Ron, huh? Well, you better be sick, dead, or mute, A-A-Ron.
Here. Oh, man.
Why didn't you answer me the first time I said it, huh?
Huh?
I'm just asking, you know, I said it like 4 times, so why didn't you say it the first time I said A-A-Ron?
Because it's pronounced Aaron?
Son of a... You done messed up, A-A-Ron! Now take your ass on down to Oshag Hennessy's office right now and tell him exactly what you did!
Who?
O'Shag Hennessy!
Principal O'Shaughnessy?
Get out of my classroom before I break my foot off in your insubordinate and churlish. Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids done bought me a busted machine again. On Gessa!
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many did he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
He what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Even local news and pop culture.
Anita! What them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing, jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 on me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
As you're trying to get on home this afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch is looking out for you, and we have an accident to tell you about on Zelda Road. It's in the 900 block of Zelda Road. That is right in front of Moe's Southwest Grill, so be careful there. If you're on the interstates, everything is moving pretty well. We don't see any jam-ups to warn you about this afternoon. I-85 and 65 are both up at a speed limit ride. The boulevard's real crowded, but everything seems to be moving well. Congratulations. You guys have done a great job for a Friday afternoon. Let's get home safely. Be careful out there. Dream it, draw it, and 3D print your idea at Trenum State Community College's new Art and Engineering program. Animation classes available. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
Joey, the opening of the big league season is just a couple of weeks away. These spring games are getting more important. And guess what? Today, Bryce Harper, who just a week ago signed a $330 million contract, got hit in the ankle by a pitch and was taken out of the game.
Yeah, they can't be too cautious. It at least didn't hit his Achilles.
Wow.
Ides of March.
Yankees today.
Ides of March.
Who finished behind the Red Sox last year. and did not go on to play for the World Series. The Yankees won, beat the Red Sox 14-1 today. For
crying out loud. Yeah, at two.
Juggernaut. Aaron Judge hit his fifth home run of the spring.
Oh man, he's going to have to carry that on into the regular season.
Nationals over the Mets
11-3. Yeah, I mean the Mets are.
Doesn't seem like the Nationals are mentioning Bryce Harper all that much, does it?
Nah. It's all about the team. There's no I in team. I mean, how do you think they killed Caesar so successfully?
Caesar?
It's Ides of March, guys.
Oh, that's right. The Ides of March. Beware the Ides of March.
Yeah, it was like 44 conspirators. It's all about teamwork makes a dream work. Even when you're assassinating a great general.
I'll tell you what we can do. We should play that song by the Ides of March. It's kind of perverted, but so is the show at times.
Right.
Anyway, it's 5:47. I don't know what I meant by that, Rosie.
I don't either.
I'm not responsible for anything I'm saying at this point. Would like to recommend for those of you who are interested in new flooring. Gosh, if only they had a Georgia Floors Direct in South Florida, because Goose's new place needed new flooring. And she got it. But I just have a feeling she would have gotten a better price, better installation, had more fun shopping if there was a Georgia Floors Direct down in Cutler Bay, Florida. Joey, that's where the house is. Well, there isn't. But there is a Georgia Floors Direct here on the Boulevard. And it's a great idea begun almost half a century ago by Mr. Dick McAdam, who said, we're going to put it here. It seems like we're on the outskirts of town, but in another 10 or 20 years, this will be the middle of Montgomery. And sure enough, that's how it turned out to be there on Eastern Boulevard. Huge warehouse. Kind of overwhelming when you first visit. But Jeff Balancing, you see, has put together a group we call the Merry Band of Floriers. So when you walk in, instead of being overwhelmed, you're greeted, welcomed, and asked a couple of questions so they can provide you with a focused shopping experience. What are you interested in doing? What do you want to see? What's your approximate budget? You can do 12 months good as cash at Georgia Floors Direct for qualified customers. So you pick out what you want. Then you know that it's going to be installed by people they have worked with for years. People who are true craftsmen and artisans when it comes to flooring installation. So when all is said and done, you've got the flooring that you wanted at a price that's a true wholesale price, you're a pretty happy person. So why not put that great concept to work for you? Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1969. That's almost half a century. You know what? The reason they've lasted so long is they've been smart enough not to tamper with a formula that has worked since day one. And they deserve credit for that. Georgia Floors Direct, 1965 Eastern Boulevard, next to Ashley Furniture.
This is Probate Judge Stephen Reed. I wanted to let you know I've decided to run for mayor of Montgomery. Why? One word, opportunity. My vision is for a city that is not just surviving, but thriving. This has to be a city where all of us have an opportunity to live, to learn, and to earn. I'm Stephen Reed, and if you elect me mayor, that's the Montgomery we'll build together. We'll have a kickoff event soon, so stay tuned. Paid for by Stephen for Montgomery, P.O. Box 6444, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Spring is here and the driving season is just getting started. And the best way you can assure that you're going to get to where you want to go without having to stop for a major repair is to take your car to one of Don Duncan's three locations. Now in Millbrook on Highway 14, the original Don Duncan at 408 Madison downtown, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. All three offering what they've been doing for years, customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. One reason why people forget to maintain their cars is, I don't have time. I don't have somebody to take me and pick me up. They'll take care of that for you. Just get your car so they can change the oil, rotate the tires, and get their certified technicians under the hood to make sure there's nothing going on that could lead to a problem that puts you on your way to someplace special on the side of the road, waiting for a tow truck, and perhaps spending a day or two in a place that you didn't plan to go to begin with. So ensure that you're going to be able to drive to your vacation destination with confidence. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. By the way, if you need new tires, true wholesale pricing on all major name brands, and they always quote a price that includes professional installation. At all three Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto locations.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business. the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new cSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cSpire.com/business. cSpire. Customer inspired. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, Mr. Sandman. Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's amazing mattress and bedroom furniture liquidation sale. All 2018 model Serta, Restonic, and other mattresses must be sold this month. Bedroom suits as well as many odd chests, nightstands, and dressers gotta go. My warehouse lease is up and I have to downsize. A large group of bedroom mirrors are $15 to $35. A couple of cream-finished china cabinets for $200. Special groups of nice queen mattresses from $249, kings from $299. King mattresses with head-up adjustable bases from $599. Premium adjustable bases with dual massage, programmable positions, and underbed lighting from $699. Folks, Mr. Sandman has been voted Central Alabama's best mattress store for 2 decades. Visit both locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and our huge store on Highway 14 in Millbrook across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello?
Hello, this is Reverend Attorney Dr. Sidman Azibo. How do you do today?
Fine.
Good. I call you on behalf of the church that you go to.
Yes.
I speak with your pastor there, and he reached out to me as a liaison to some of the members that he feels has a problem or an addiction. Some of the congregation, they let them write down names of who they think has the addiction.
Yes.
And your name was on the list, baby, because they say that you smoke too much, and that they want me to reach out to you to get you into the meeting, baby. Because you smoke the dope, and we want to be sure that you do not smoke that dope before you come to the church.
No, I smoke cigarettes.
Oh, no, they said that you have dope on the paper. They said that you smoke dope.
No, I'm on oxygen. No, I never smoke dope.
So what are you? What are you, baby? Why are you on the oxygen machine and you smoke? Because the oxygen is flammable. The American blacks, you are so stupid, you do not know that explosion will come.
I go on the porch, turn off the oxygen and go in the bathroom.
That is still dangerous, baby. You will blow your and barbecue yourself, baby. You are not very intelligent. Why are you not very intelligent, man?
I know this is a habit. I know that, and I know I have to stop.
I spoke with the congregation, and they want you to sit on the back pew next Sunday at church because your breath is so stinky from the cigarette, and they don't. So they want you to sit all the way in the back far right-hand corner of the church when service starts because no one wants to sing next to you because your breath is so funky. You smell like an old cigarette, and no one wants to look at you in your teeth. You will sit back in the back.
My teeth is not yellow.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I've seen pictures of your teeth, and they look like little...
Why, you ain't seen no pictures of my teeth.
Little pieces of butter. You have little butter. I cannot believe it's not butter. That is what your teeth say.
It is not.
Sometimes I rub, they say that you can rub a waffle on your teeth and get butter on your waffle.
I don't believe that.
They said that sometimes your grits need butter, and you just smile, and then butter just falls off of your teeth right into the grits.
No.
Man, do not holler at me, ma'am, because I will come and slap you, because I'm not...
You can come and slap me.
Don't be mean to me, baby, because you have this smoke of breath.
I am going to be mean to you.
You sit in the back corner. You sit in the back. Sit in the back corner of the church, baby.
The person you called is no longer on the line.
All right, that was our final request for the day at 5:55. Let's see what kind of gangster guests that Joey has coming in on the Joey Club radio.
Are you going to let him talk about you that way?
No, I'm good with it.
No, I've accepted that there is a subculture here that I'm not welcome in.
Well, it's an improvement in my opinion.
Present company accepted.
Well, Rosie, you're not part of this. In any way, I don't know. You help improve, Greg. It's just, I don't know. When you come at me like that, Greg, I...
Who's on your show, brother?
We've got Brandon, God's gift for us.
God's gift for who?
Ross. Brandon, God's gift, Ross.
Oh. Because I was Greg... No, I understand. I was...
Ooh, with that smile, why wouldn't he be?
Exactly.
I was Greg, God's gift to women. I thought you were saying it in that context.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't asked Brandon about that, but we can get into it.
And
And Mr. Spotlow, Seth Spotlow.
Yeah. I love Seth.
Yeah, likewise.
He is an eminently likable person, as are you, Rosie.
And Rose, his little daughter, is so beautiful. I could just squeeze her till the pudding run out of her.
That's the Ides of March, Greg. So yeah. Watch your back. They've come, but they're not gone.
It's in. We're going to do a quick trek on traffic, and then I'm going to play. It's a tradition.
You're going to put your dentures back in.
On the Ides of March. Ides of March to play the song Vehicle, because it's by the group Ides of March on the Ides of March.
Okay.
And then you can have your gangster show.
No, I want my headband back.
No.
Yeah. No, if you're going to talk about it that way, I want my headband back.
I traded it for a pre-rolled cigarette.
Was it good?
I haven't tried it yet.
I told you don't bogart the joint, Greg.
We got to go. We're out of time. And maybe out of work soon.
As you're trying to get on home this afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch is looking out for you, and we have an accident to tell you about on Zelda Road. It's in the 900 block of Zelda Road. That is right in front of Moe's Southwest Grill, so be careful there. If you're on the interstates, everything is moving pretty well. We don't see any jam-ups to warn you about this afternoon. I-85 and 65 are both up at a speed limit ride. The boulevard's real crowded, but everything seems to be moving well. Congratulations. You guys have done a great job for a Friday afternoon. Let's get home safely. Be careful out there. Dream it, draw it, and 3D print your idea at Trenum State Community College's new Art and Engineering program. Animation classes available. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The 2019 SLE Rodeo is on its way. The greatest show on dirt, March 14th through the 16th at the Garrett Coliseum. Join us downtown for the kickoff parade at noon on Thursday. Freestyle bullfights every night, and trick rider Dusty Crane Dickerson is back. There's family fun with a stick horse rodeo for kids 8 and under before every performance. And the Western Festival is free to the public on Saturday morning. For ticket and event information, visit slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO2.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman, by now I'm sure you know that I love you, love you. I need you, need you. I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know I